Welcome to Zen Internet's free monthly newsletter. For more information on this month's newsletter and a list of links for each story, or to view past issues, please visit our website at zen.co.uk/zenmonthly. In this issue, sensible advice and best options listed as XP faces the final curtain. Is SEO dead or alive? The Guardian can't make up its mind. Know it all anyway? Take the blog SEO quiz. How to acquire always-on photographic memory with tiny technology and learning to love the internet without learning code. XP Countdown. In just a few more days, on the 8th of April 2014, Microsoft says it will be ending all support for consumers who are still running Windows XP. On the same day, the company will also end support for Office 2003. If you've been putting off doing anything about either of these upcoming events, it's probably high time you considered your options. Always well informed, Gizmag.com offers a comprehensive list. One reader's suggestion for XP users is to jump all the way ahead to Windows 8, but to ease the pain by avoiding the Metro screen culture shock learning curve and downloading Classic Shell from ClassicShell.com so that you can retain the look and feel of your XP system, complete with everything you're used to, including a start button. For more details, see gizmag.com. iPlayer Update. The BBC's online TV catch-up platform iPlayer was launched on Christmas Day 2007. Since then, it has been through a number of iterations and now serves 10 million programme requests daily. On March 12th this year, the BBC announced a major revamp of the iPlayer. The new iPlayer has been designed for a multi-screen world, said BBC's head of iPlayer, Dan Taylor, in a blog post. So the experience is consistent but optimised across PC, tablet, mobile and TV devices, and we've built it in such a way that we can rapidly develop and release new features across those four screens. The BBC website version is built using responsive design, so that it can be viewed on virtually any screen size and most devices. A range of device-specific iPlayer apps are available for a tailored experience on a user's chosen device, and the BBC plans to roll out a new version of each app over the coming months. Read more at bbc.co.uk/mediacentre. British rival for YouTube. WonderPL, a new online video sharing service that will compete with YouTube, has launched in London. Working across the web and iPhone devices, the UK-based platform aims to support professional content creators and reach parts of the audience neglected by the likes of Vimeo, Vine and YouTube. Ad-free and stripped of other on-screen distractions, it presents video in HD as standard. It is supported by Universal Music Group, Qualcomm Ventures, ex-Apple executive Pascal Cagney and Vice Media President Andrew Creighton. For more details, see thenextweb.com/apps. AOL's UK alternative to YouTube. A new video streaming channel, AOL On, was launched in the UK last week, with content provided by the likes of ITV, Channel 4 News and MyMovies. The service will be published through media partners including Trinity Mirror, TalkTalk and TV Guide, as well as AOL's own platforms in the UK, such as the Huffington Post and TechCrunch. In the US, AOL On recently overtook YouTube for the amount of content produced, and according to Mark Melling, AOL's Director of Mobile and Video Strategy, its appeal to advertisers is the opportunity to maximise their presence in an increasingly video-friendly world, without the risks associated with user-generated content. Read more at thedrum.com/news. The Narrative Clip. Wearing a tiny James Bond-like camera to quietly track your life could equip you with a photographic memory you weren't born with. The Narrative Clip is a miniature automatic camera and app that gives you a searchable and shareable photographic record, covering up to 48 hours of your most extraordinary experiences, or simply a day or two in your everyday life, and you won't even notice it's there. The device weighs only 20 grams, 0.7 ounces, and measures 36 by 36 by 9 millimetres. It has storage capacity for 4,000 pictures and battery life for at least 2 days' use. Plug into your computer to transfer images and recharge batteries, or upload all images taken by your friendly spy badge to your personal narrative library in the cloud. Keep them to yourself or share with friends. Sold at £175, UK delivered by Narrative in Stockholm, 1 year of cloud storage included, the gadget could attract reverse-engineered alternatives retailing at lower prices. Check out getnarrative.com. Guardian buys Coding Teacher. The Guardian newspaper, in the shape of Guardian Media Group, GMG, has taken a 15% stake in the code and data education company Decoded. The Silicon Roundabout-based startup, which runs courses such as Code in a Day and Data in a Day, will see Andrew Miller, Chief Executive Officer of GMG, taking a seat on its board. Miller will have unique assistance on future strategy, should he need it, from one of the founders of Decoded, Steve Hendry, the man behind the infamous You've Been Tangoed series of TV ads. For more details, see managementtoday.co.uk/news/128104. Code Avengers. Code Avengers courses are a relaxed way for students to learn computer programming and web design. Participating in interactive coding challenges, bug hunts, and robot missions takes the pain out of learning JavaScript, HTML5, and CSS3. The lessons are designed for students of all ages. Check out codeavengers.com. Don't fear the internet. For web enthusiasts who don't want to learn to code, this site provides a brief introduction to WordPress, CSS and HTML, even throwing in some PHP trickery. Jessica Heesch and Russ Mashmeyer have prepared short chunks of technical information in concise videos. Check out don'tfeartheinternet.com. Dead or Alive Optimization. A recent Guardian article suggesting that SEO is dead and proclaiming long live social media optimization in its place did not go down well in all quarters. Search engine optimization, SEO, is mostly about what can be done to optimize a website so that it matches certain expectations favored by search engines. At its worst, it means making web content less engaging for human visitors, but supposedly better for search robots and for the search engine algorithms that determine the order in which results appear. At its best, it means no more than following best practice in creating clear, accessible websites with intelligible content, meaningful titles, descriptive alt attributes for images, no broken links, and the rest of what it takes to put together a properly constructed web destination. Could SEO be dying? A striking post by Dan Graziano reveals that a Google search may display only 13% organic results. The rest is ads and junk. In addition, a recent Forrester report on how consumers found websites in 2012 shows that social media is catching up with search, accounting for 32% of discoveries versus 54% for search. The trend towards localized results delivered to mobile users, perhaps via an app rather than a web page, is another reason why traditional SEO might be decreasingly important. A better model for today's businesses could be to consider what it means to be social media optimized, with a focus on customer-centric interaction rather than merely setting up a web property in the hope that Google will deliver the hits you need. Read more at theguardian.com/technology. Blog SEO Quiz. The sometimes seen as dark art of SEO, search engine optimization, is overburdened with myths, misconceptions, and mistaken beliefs. If you think you have a pretty good idea which optimization tips and guidelines are important for long-term search engine visibility and website usability, take this short quiz and find out if you're right. Check out searchenginewatch.com/2335769. Search Engine of the Month. China is having another go at search engine provision by merging two previously not very successful attempts into a new service, ChinaSou.com. Users will be redirected to the new search engine when they visit JIKE, launched 3 years ago by People's Daily, the Communist Party newspaper, and Panguzhou, originated by the Xinhua News Agency. The new entrant's chances of making a serious dent in the Chinese search market look slim, market watchers say. They believe it's likely to remain a three-horse race between long-time leader Baidu, 60%, up-and-coming security, browser and portal biz Qihoo 360, 25%, and Sogou, 13%. Google, based in Hong Kong, is far behind with 1.7%. Check out ChinaSou.com. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.